AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The World Health Organization calls it Omicron, the latest variant of COVID-19. The WHO classifying it as a transmissible virus of concern, same category that includes a Delta variant. There's also early evidence suggesting an increased risk of reinfection. Word of the variant emerging in southern Africa led European Union leaders to impose travel bans and quarantines on visitors from southern Africa. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
The European Commission has today proposed to member states to activate the emergency brake on travel from countries in southern Africa and other countries affected to limit the spread of the new variant.
Canada also bans entry of foreign nationals who have traveled through southern Africa. AP medical reporter Maria Cheng reports that a lot is not known about the variant.
We don't know if these mutations are making it easier for this variant to infect people. We don't know if it's causing more serious disease. And in fact, the South Africans have said there's no evidence of that. And they have seen asymptomatic people with the disease. And it's going to take some weeks for scientists in South Africa and elsewhere to do the kind of tests in laboratories that will tell us if the vaccines that are currently authorized are still effective.
The emergence of the variant has also caused sharp drops in the markets. Dow losing 2.5% in today's holiday shortened trading. S&P dropping more than 100 points. The Nasdaq fell 230. AP banking reporter Ken Sweet reports that the traders seem concerned further travel restrictions and worse could reemerge.
It is a sign that investors are fearful that we're going to have to return to the at-home behaviors that mostly dominated last year.
Airline stocks among the big losers, Delta, United, and American, falling more than 10% each. Oil futures tumbled 13%. This is AP News. Five members of Congress traveled to Taiwan as a show of support. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
It's a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers who had a meeting with Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, early this morning to show rock-solid support for the self-governing island. This visit comes as tensions between Taiwan and China have risen to their highest level in decades. The two sides split during a 1949 civil war, but China still considers it part of its territory. Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, who's part of the traveling delegation, said on Twitter that her office was contacted by the Chinese embassy and told it should cancel the trip. This is the third visit this year by U.S. lawmakers. The White House has also invited Taiwan to attend a summit for democracy next month, which drew a sharp rebuke from China. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.